This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Durham High School student Wildon Acosta was released earlier this month from an immigration detention facility in Georgia. He was there for more than 6 months. Immigration authorities picked him up in January when he was on his way to school at Riverside High in Durham because he is undocumented. The Honduran native spoke publicly yesterday for the first time since his release.
En el lugar, es un comono. No, digamos unos 25 metros que puedes correr.
I ran out desperately. It was about 25 meters that you can run.
Entonces yo corrí, corrí, corrí. Y me dijeron, ¿qué pasa, qué pasa? Y me han pagado la fianza.
I ran and ran and ran and I told them.
Y me sentía con una sensación.
They paid my bond.
Grande, y decía, yo ya la hice,
and
ya,
that was with
no
a lot
más
of excitement.
Tiempo, no más tiempo.
I said, no more time, no more time.
That was Wildon Acosta, the Durham student released from immigration detention. He was speaking at a press conference last night. WUNC's Will Michaels has been following the story and joins me now. Welcome back, Will.
Hi, Frank.
Wildon Acosta released in mid-August. Of course, there was wide publicity about his detention and about the efforts to get him out of that detention center in Georgia. He did get out. Tell us about his release.
Wildon Acosta's attorneys have been arguing for his release for several months now on a few different arguments, one being that he still has an asylum case pending. He also has that immigration case still pending, and that was actually never argued on its merits. So they argued that while those cases are pending, he should be at home with his family. But he also got support from the larger community, not only the Latino community, but the Durham community. As you said, he was a student at Riverside High School. He really had support from students and teachers there who came out to say that his detention was wrong. They wanted him to be released. He also got support from Democratic Congressman G.K. Butterfield, who first argued for his deportation case to be postponed and then argued for his release. That all culminated earlier this month, as you mentioned, when his attorneys secured a bond for him. The advocacy group Alerta Migratoria then raised about $10,000 in 2 days to secure his bond.
All right. So Wildon Acosta spoke for the first time publicly since he was released. What did he say about his time in the detention facility?
He really detailed, first of all, his trek as an unaccompanied minor from Honduras in 2014. And then his day-to-day life in the detention facility. He actually called it the ice box, ice being Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but also because it was actually cold. He said when he arrived at the border, he was detained for about 8 days without sunlight, he says. And there was also a period of 2 weeks in which he was kept in a cell that was very cold, on which he had to sleep on the ground. If you might remember, we also talked about him being in solitary confinement for what his attorneys say was about 9 or 10 days. This was earlier, a few months ago. He claims that it was retaliation for him helping out a fellow detainee with a letter back home.
All right. All of that. And then, of course, that sparked a big conversation, even nationally, about whether juveniles should be held in isolation like that, in solitary confinement. But he also talked about the racial dynamics at the camp. And I want to play this clip and hear what he said about that.
Entonces, en el momento íbamos caminando y vino un amigo y me dijo,
we
oye, mira
there.
Que ellos no se ponen la camisa, los marinos no se ponen la camisa. Por
a dentro. Friend said, well, black people don't tuck their shirts in.
Entonces éramos como 6 amigos que con los que me llevaba yo allí.
And we were about 6 friends all together.
Entonces venimos nosotros también los quitamos los chores.
We tucked our shirts out of it.
A ver qué sucedía entonces
just
cuando.
Just to see what happened.
Entonces cuando íbamos caminando, una oficial, una morena vino y dijo, then, oye, ponte la camisa. Entonces el otro le dijimos, ¿y tú por qué lo dices a nosotros y a ellos no le dices
and
nada?
And then one of the officers asked us to tuck our shirts in, but she didn't tell the others to do the same. It was a black officer.
Wildon Acosta, a Durham student. So, Will, he also talked about the racial dynamics and the racial hierarchy at the camp, at least the camp where he stayed, right?
Right. He described it as a preference of color. And just to be clear there, he was talking about there were certain rules that were in place at the detention facility when detainees wanted to go to eat, basically. And he was told that he had to tuck his shirt in to walk down the hall to get to the cafeteria. He said he noticed that people who were white or people who were black were not required to do so He claims that he was harassed by officers with the Corporation Center of America, which runs the facility, Corrections Center of America, I should say, right. Which runs the facility. He says that they gave preferential treatment to white and black people who were detained at this facility.
It's a private corporation that does the that runs right. the camp down there. So right now, as you said, he's making the case that he should get refugee status, and that case is still working its way through the system. But it's interesting. Let's talk about his claim for asylum, because he says essentially the threats to him in Honduras, which is the centerpiece for his claim for refugee status, that is, his life is threatened and would be in danger if he went back, is actually based on his religious conviction. And again, I want to listen to a clip last of him talking last night.
One day, we went to the park, and it was my turn to talk about God to some youth. When I found the youth group at the park, one of the youth people told me, get out of here, because I don't like to be talked about God, please. Otherwise, I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to send somebody to kill you.
Durham student Wildon Acosta talking about the fear that led him to leave Honduras. So what's next, Will?
As you mentioned, there's still that asylum case pending. His attorney has told me that the threat of death should be enough to grant asylum. But again, there is that question of whether he could also claim religious persecution, which would only help his argument.
All right. WUNC reporter Will Michaels. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Frank.